You said that there are two forms of ambiguous loss in general. What are they?
Well, the first I studied was soldiers missing in action during the Vietnam War. So that was the first type of ambiguous loss called physical ambiguous loss. The body is missing, the person is missing, but you don't have evidence of whether they are dead or alive. So they are not there, but you don't know if they're coming back or not. And the second type of ambiguous loss is when the person is there, they may be right in front of you, but their mind is either gone or going. And that's an example, for example, of dementia. There are 80 different kinds of dementia, I'm told, from different diseases and conditions that cause it. So dementia isn't just one thing. It's an outcome of 80 different kinds of conditions like brain injury or diseases like Alzheimer's disease. So that's the other kind, the second kind, where the person is there, but they're not there.
So when someone has died and we know that they have died, there's this terrible shock of grief, but it's also pretty clear how we will need to reorganize our lives moving forward. When a person is gone but not missing, or missing but possibly still alive, I guess it's harder to know what to change and what to keep the same.
It's an incredibly difficult time. There are no rituals for it. Grief counselors had not been trained what to do. After 9/11 in New York, I spoke with about 100 very veteran grief counselors, many of whom, in fact, were in tears because the people they were trying to help would walk out on them, and they were using grief therapy. Do not use grief therapy with people who have somebody who is ambiguously lost. Hmm. They will indeed leave, and should, because that's inappropriate. Saying somebody is totally dead, which is what grief therapy has been based on, at least historically, is not what they want to hear. They want to hear some help, some tools for how do you live with not knowing if they are dead or alive, if they are coming back or never coming back.
How do you live with that?
In order to live with ambiguous loss, you have to accept both and thinking. That means you have to be able to hold two opposing ideas in your mind at the same time. My mother, who has dementia, is here, is both here and also gone. My loved one who's missing in action is gone, but also here, I'm keeping him psychologically present because he may come back. So that kind of thinking, by the way, is more Eastern than Western. It's not popular in our culture. And again, I want to say, don't think this way all the time. You don't want your banker to think both and. 2 + 2 = 4 and should be always. But non-binary thinking is very important to lower our stress when we're dealing with somebody who is both here and gone. And caregivers can actually become stronger by learning this new way of thinking, the both and thinking, where you say, I'm happy today and I'm also sad because my loved one is not as he used to be.